ISU students and faculty embarked on their new online-only learning yesterday, with several professors trying to stay open-minded and even optimistic about the challenge. The pedagogical triage underway this month is very different from preparing a well-developed, fully online class. That's according to Jennifer Freiberg, ISU's cross-endowed chair in the Scholarship of Teaching and Learning. She says it won't be easy, but online learning does not necessarily mean a lesser experience.
I think you have to acknowledge that there's a lot of anxiety around all of this, but at the same time, we go take a deep breath and say we have the tools to do this well.
Freiberg says she thinks ISU's abrupt shift to online learning will go well, ultimately.
The move to online will help course instructors think really carefully about what is the critical content of this course. What do I need my students to leave knowing from this course? They'll have the opportunity to really prioritize that content and think about how it can be delivered in different ways.
Still, some students remain anxious about how the rest of the semester will play out. Over 4,400 people have signed an online petition asking ISU to provide students with an option to take a class pass-fail. That's already available for a limited number of courses, but not those that fulfill a major or minor requirement.
I was actually extremely surprised with how fast it took off.
That's ISU junior Dylan Hummel, who started the petition. He says the goal would be to decrease stress on students by not having them worry about how a suddenly very different class might impact their GPA. Hummel says he's hopeful ISU administrators will consider the idea. More than a dozen other universities have already decided to expand pass-fail due to the coronavirus.
Having some other universities that are reputable already making the move, I think it makes it a little bit easier to, I guess, justify some of the moves.
ISU spokesperson Eric Jomi says administrators are aware of the petition and continue to examine the issue. Jennifer Freiberg says she thinks ISU faculty will be flexible with students either way.
I think that whichever way things proceed, moving to a pass-fail or staying with regular course grades, I think that it's going to be all right. Whichever way, I believe students will be taken care of.
And that's harder for some students, especially those off campus doing internships, clinicals, or student teaching. ISU, for example, has around 650 student teachers assigned to schools across Illinois this spring. Because those schools are all closed, those students are now learning right alongside their cooperating teachers how to flip education to a completely online format. Christy Borders is the director of ISU's Cecilia J. Lobby Teacher Education Center.
What this is really doing for their experience is they are learning something they never expected to learn.
But many are anxious about what their abbreviated student teaching experience will mean for their ability to get professionally licensed by the state. Will they need to repeat student teaching in the fall? Borders says ISU is awaiting guidance from the State Board of Education on that question. She says it won't impact degree completion.
So we're doing what we can to ensure that they will not have to repeat and that they will be complete at the end of the semester. So trying to put those concerns at ease.
She says another 2,400 future educators who have not yet begun student teaching but were scheduled to visit schools for clinical observations are now doing that online. They're watching videos of National Board Certified Teachers in action. Read the rest of this story at WGLT.org.